Gordon Dunham calling from Pittsfield, Mass. The humanitarian crisis is not existing in this country. It's where these children have originated from. The humanitarian crisis needs to be dealt with where the children originate from. I know this is a political situation. We need to at least be talking about that, or it's just going to continue going on and on.
Phil Lunas from Amherst, Mass. All the news about the children coming up from Central America to the United States, this is the result of the drug war. The 100,000 Mexicans that they're murdered for the drug war, all hundreds of thousands of children now going to be streaming across the border because of the drug war. The way to solve it is to legalize all the drugs and regulate them. They'll cut up all the funding to the drug gangs, the mafia, the illegals, people that are making huge sums of money from illegal drugs.
Marta Knapp, Poughkeepsie. On this morning's Tuesday, July 15th, WAMC's political discussion, I was very disturbed by Mr. Rich. He was way out of line when he referred to the 60,000 children from Central America amassed on our border in deplorable conditions of detention and awaiting deportation to the hellish conditions they've risked life and limb to escape. Coming to the great humanitarian leader of the world, the United States, not, he compared them to terrorist suicide bombers, which is outrageous and insidious. These illegal immigrants are fleeing terrorism in Honduras, the number one murder capital of the world, and Guatemala and El Salvador in the top five world murder capitals. And our recent U.S. foreign policies in these nations is directly responsible for training the and arming death squads and supporting repressive military dictatorships, as well as supporting a huge illegal drug market that largely fuels the violence and escalating poverty in Mexico and other nearby neighboring countries.
Hi, my name is Kerry, and I reside in Plainfield, Massachusetts. I enjoy the various interesting guests that are on VoxPod. WAMC just about covers it all. However, you know, as a veteran, I have a suggestion, and I wonder if that WAMC has ever considered on occasions to invite an agent from the Veterans Administration or representative from the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans, or any of the other military service organizations. You know, I'm sure there's many veterans out in the WAMC listening area that would really appreciate such a program. I sure would. Thank you very much.